real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. We're also live on the internet, so if you can't pick us up, switch to the internet. And let your friends know that too. Because I know the range of this station is not all that far. But with the internet, we're worldwide. Okay, so anyway. Sorry about the broadcast last week. I had to help the Mauna Loa High School with their van trailer. And the auto shop there, the Mauna Loa auto shop, refused to fix the trailer. What's up with that? I don't know. I don't understand the education system here. Maybe I'm from a different planet. Anyway, when you buy a new car, you drive around the block, right? No. When you drive and road test a new car, no matter what brand, I recommend taking it down the freeway. Take it down the freeway. Get the feel of it up to 65, 70 miles an hour. See how it handles the road. Because you're going to be driving that car down the freeway. Okay? So try down the road, down the freeway. 99% of you do not drive down the freeway with the car. Well, you want to road test it? Run it through the mill. And the other thing, for you ladies, you have to look at how you look like in that car. Pull up next to a plate glass window or something like that where you can see a reflection. Because I know you ladies always make the remark about guys. That guy don't match his car. Yeah, you always say that, right? Well, what do you think what the people are saying about you? Do you match your car? So anyway, just like buying clothes, especially ladies, you're very particular. You have to see what it looks like. Men, they go, they look at the shirt, pick it up, buy it. They don't even try it out. Women, they try everything out. And if they don't like it, they put all the ones they tried on away and they walk out. So, anyway, road test the car down the freeway. Okay? Now, if you like it, I recommend talking to the manager. When you walk in the showroom, do not talk to a salesperson. Because the salesperson cannot make the deal. He's going to say, I got to talk to the manager. So go straight to the horse and get it straight from the horse's mouth. Can you give me a deal on this? Okay? They can give you a deal. But if there's a trade-in, the super deal discount will be buying your car. So you get no discount. They're in business to make money, folks. They turn around and wholesale those used cars out. Okay? They're there to make money. They're not going to give you a big discount on the new car and give you a good price on your turn-in. No, no, no. It don't work that way. Okay? And Celine Steve was talking to one of his friends, and she was insisting on turning in her car, and he insisted that, no, you don't turn it in, you sell it outside. And you know, why argue? They want to do it and lose money, go for it. More power to them. Okay? Now, but anyway, he protested down the freeway. A good friend of mine, a policeman, he wanted to buy this car, and he thought it was a supercar. I don't want to see what brand. And he took it down the freeway and immediately changed his mind and bought another one, another brand. He said, boy, you go down the freeway, it shows up. It's scary. So anyway, and yes, I'm still trying to get to have the opportunity to check that vehicle that killed the three boys in Eva. Because HPD always blames the driver. Driver lost control, driver intoxicated, driver speeding. Yeah, I know all that. A person in his right mind is not going to hit a pole. A person in his right mind not going to drive to a point where he's losing control. So I'd like to check it, and I'm 95% sure it's some kind of mechanical error. Okay? So, anyway, don't forget to road test that brand new car. Now, when you buy that new car, before you sign the dotted line and all of that, take that vehicle and road test it. Because you don't want to pay for it and then drive home and say, wow, all of this stuff is wrong with it. No, make them do what they have to do first. Okay? And the other thing is color. I know a lot of people like brown, they like green, all the different colors. The safest color, whether you like it or not, is something bright like yellow, red, or even white, but not silver, not gray, not green, and not dark blue or black. Because you're driving down the freeway and you're speeding, you want the person to see you coming so they don't cut in front of you. Hey, yes, the bright color, also the policeman see you first. Yeah, he sees you first. But it's safety. Okay, you want to be safe. There's too many accidents going on. Too many. Okay, so be safe and get the right color. Now, this is for you guys. You guys. Okay? So many men buy themselves a new car and give the old car to the wife. Yeah. They give the wife their old car and they buy a new car for themselves. What's up with that? Come on, you ladies, speak up. 524-1080. 524-1080. Well, you know, the right way is the wife gets the new car, the husband drives the old car. It's the other way around. Because if the husband gets stalled on the freeway, there's nobody gonna attack him. Okay? But if the wife gets stuck someplace, late at night, or anytime with nowadays people, what can happen to her? So you guys, think about it. And you ladies, think about it. Okay? They're supposed to take care of the wife. The wife gets the new car. Okay? Give me a call at 524-1080. 524-1080. Whether you have a question or whatever, announcement, anything. Okay?
Yes. What's your name?
On that Mauna Loa High School trailer that I was working on, I told the guys there that were working on it, helping me, check the date of the tires. Okay? There's four numbers on an oval shape. Okay? And they looked at it, and their jaws drop on the floor. Okay? The first two number is the week. The second two number is the year. Okay? The tires on that trailer was 0300. 0300. 17 years old. Way, way too old. And the guy said, well, but it's got a lot of tread. It's like new. It doesn't matter. Tires have a lifespan. It's like buying bread, folks. You go, you see the bread 10, 20 years old on the shelf, and you look at it and say, oh, it looks okay. I'll buy that bread. I don't think so. Anyway, there's a lifespan on tires. Lifespan safety is 6 years. So before you buy tires, check the date. Okay? Anyway, if you got a question or anything, give us a call at 524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? Now, this is another one. A lot of people are stuck on it, but think about it. Okay? I learned about this way, way back. Way, way back. How do you pick an auto repair shop? How do you pick a good service station? That is a good question, right? Yes. Now, before you can take over a Shell service station or Chevron or 76, the person taking it over must go to dealer training. And in dealer training, they teach you how to be a better business person. Now, one of the topics they say in picking a good auto repair shop, ask to use the restroom. If the restroom looks terrible, like homeless people live there, it's not a good shop, because that is the last place the shop will take care of. Now, if they don't have pride in their business, in their restrooms, why would they have pride when they close up your engine or close up your brakes? Think about that. It's common sense. Okay? So, one, the number one thing is the restroom. Number two thing is how they're dressed. Okay? If they look like greasy and dirty, what makes you think they're going to clean your part when they put it back together? If they can't keep themselves clean, they're not going to keep your part clean. And once they close it up, you don't know. A good example is this, folks. You're going in the operating room to have surgery, and you're still awake. And you're going into the room, and you look around the room, and you see arms, legs, and everything on the ground, and blood all over the place, and the doctor is smiling at you, and he's covered head to toe with blood. Are you going to say, okay, you can cut me open? No, you're going to hop off that table and run out of there. Anyway, I think it's break time.
Nita.
I caught Bob sleeping.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George. Rolling Bob, doing great. And wishing everybody a happy Saturday. And you know, today I had to leave Waimanalo. I had to run into town this morning and drive back, and I'm driving down to Pauley, and they're working on the trees. You know, they're trimming the trees, so there's one lane closed.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how this is going to end, right? So I drive along. There's a sign. Right lane closed 1,000 feet. Oh, so I move over in the left lane, and everybody's flying past me, and I can see the line of cars. So, and then I see a sign 500 feet. And I stop because traffic is stopped. And, you know, people come down the right, which is what you do. But, folks, it's got to be every other car. So now you get to the part where they have the light, you know, for the, like, you can't go straight anymore. And, of course, now people throw their signals on, and they just force their way in. Like, they just start moving in. And what are you going to do, run into them or hit them, right? So mm-hmm. It's every other car. But this is the part that really just irks me. I'm letting a person in front of me, three cars drive around that person to get in front. And people wonder, why is traffic backed up all the way up the mountain? Folks, if you're that late for where you got to go, it's over. You're late. I just don't understand. And I was telling my friend when I got home, you know what? If it wasn't for good drivers, the roads would be impassable. And what I mean is, it's such good drivers that tolerate you idiots and stop before we run into you. And then my friend says, you know, the other thing is, you're coming into Waimanalo, it's one lane. They even have things, those white things up, you know, so you stay in the lane.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what people do?
They run them down.
No, they drive on the outside of them, on the shoulder of the road, and drive past you and then whip in. And it's insane.
I know.
I mean, it's like, what? What is this?
And maybe you need a police department there.
Oh, no. Well, listen, the police are in the car. I love policing. And before I say this, I tell all my friends this. 3 a.m, you hear a noise, do not call Bob. Because I'm not going to rush over to your house to see what's going on. Call the police. Don't call your friends. That's why you got to be friends with the police. Most of the police are in their car. They're looking down at laptops or on their phones or something. They're not really watching traffic the mm-hmm. way I'm thinking. You know what I'm saying, George?
Yeah.
Yeah, like they're not like standing out there going, hey, you idiot, come over here. Let me give you a ticket for being stupid or something like that, which is what I think they should be doing.
That's right.
Okay, so before I go, how do you make money? I keep saying this. If I could get a small percentage I will stand at the construction site and write people tickets. What
okay.
could happen, George? We could be making millions of dollars. We'll just sit there all day. Excuse me, sir. Did you not see that sign? Yes. Well, why are you over here? Oh, because, oh, here you go. $100 ticket. I get 25. The city gets 75. I'm happy. City's happy.
Maybe the driver not happy.
Driving better. Or else they'll just be another target on my back. Rolling Bob, now you're really hated in this town.
Mm-hmm.
So on that note, as always, be polite, be courteous, and drive the way you want people to treat you. Or what's that old saying, drive with aloha, which, by the way, I noticed most people with that sticker on their car don't drive with aloha.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll save that for next week. So as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay. Who do we have now? What happened?
She hung up.
Oh, okay.
Call back again.
Okay. Anyway. Airbags. Airbags, folks, it was supposedly put on the car for safety. It's not. If airbags was safe, every race car in the world would be required to have airbags because they're going 200, 300 miles an hour. You're not doing that speed. Okay? Now, the thing with airbags that doesn't come out and you don't hear about is airbags do short out and blow in your face when you're going down the freeway or down the highway. They do malfunction and blow in the face, causing you to lose control. So, and if airbags are so safe, how come it kills children? Okay, so even little dogs, if the airbag deploys, it'll kill a little dog. So I don't recommend airbags. It should be taken off the safety check. In fact, it's not even on that list. It's probably in the administrative office, but not on the old safety check slips. It does not have airbags because... Well, look at the old cars. The old cars in the 50s and 60s never had airbags. Okay? So, you mean to say they can pass safety check, but if your airbag is not working, you can't pass safety check? What the heck's the difference? Same thing. So, on that note, we should get rid of safety check. Safety check is not being done right. Is not being enforced, and it's just a big hassle and a big budget that the state has to pay for. But the money doesn't go to the state. The $20, $25 you pay goes to the mechanic, not the state. Okay? So the state needs to wake up and get rid of safety check. But you, the people, that think it's good and tell them to keep it, no. There's a lot of majority of the states do not have safety check. No, that's... Now, I can see if it's been enforced right, it's been done right. No. If you're going to do safety check the right way, where you pull the brakes, check the brakes and all that, you're looking at $150 for safety check. You want that? Then go for it and make sure they do it. Okay? So it's not free. There's no such thing as free, folks. So we need to get rid of safety check. Now, if your ABS light goes on, it doesn't mean your brake is not working. The ABS light is the automatic brake system. Okay? If you pump your brake, it just cancels out the ABS and goes to normal. normal brakes. Okay? A lot of times the ABS does not work as it should, and the normal brake works 10 times better. So, don't panic if you see the ABS light on. Okay? No big deal. Now give us a call if you have a question. 524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? And the other thing that was brought up at the trailer thing, we were talking about ethanol and gas. Okay? Now, the octane in America is not what you see posted on the pump. The pump posted 91, tested at 88, not 91. If you check on the computers around the world, America has the lowest octane. Octane, the higher octane, gives you better gas mileage. Higher octane does not damage your engine. It's the low octane that damages your engine, damages your transmission. It's not good. Higher the better. And right now, as tested by Dean, the Shell 92 is the highest. Now, for those of you that can remember back in old days, the cars could not run on regular. I mean, you run it, but it pings. Going up the poly, it pings. So people all ran premium or ethyl back then. Ethyl, the premium gas, was 104 octane. Okay? 104. Regular was 98. Now, as posted, premium is 92. How can you run 92 when 98 was bad? Well, the oil companies, when they dropped it back in 1975, when they dropped it all down, they added in a chemical called MTBE, Mary Tom Baker Easy, anti-knock. That's the way they got it down. A lot of you, you don't pay attention to it and all that, but you have to pay attention to the fuel. That is one of the biggest cause of engine damage and transmission damage. It doesn't damage overnight. It's a slow damage, but it costs you money. Okay? So use the higher octane, because the higher octane will give you better gas mileage. Now, in 2005, EPA said MTBE has to be removed from the gasoline. So they had to find a new anti-knock that was clean and will not harm people or the environment. So that's where ethanol came in. Ethanol is clean, does not pollute, and does not hurt anything. But the oil companies didn't want it because it gives you better gas mileage. Think, folks, think. If you were 76 Union, you want everybody to have fantastic mileage? Lose money. You cut down the octane. That way, they get less gas mileage. Okay? And this all been tested. I've tested it. The higher octane does give you better gas mileage. So if you listen to the commercial entry and stuff on our radio show, the mothball mechanic, I used to recommend mothballs to people. Because back in the 30s and 40s, they had that rationing of gas. People back then used mothballs to extend their gas mileage. Even at 104 octane, they wanted to get better gas mileage. So they added mothballs. Okay? So, anyway, that's a secret to getting better gas mileage. We need to bring the octane up. And the 10% ethanol that's supposedly in the gas is not in the gas. The amount that we find, the highest, is only 6. So you're getting detonation. Well, to cover the detonation, the knocking, your computer does that. Your computer senses a knocking and it retards the engine. And if it cannot retard it enough to cut out the knocking, the computer slips the transmission. Okay? It makes your automatic transmission slip. And you don't notice it. You don't know it's slipping. So what happens when it's slipping? It's wearing out. You're losing the life of your automatic trans. I hear this so many times when I recommend Shell Premium. People say, oh, my car runs all right when that all that low octane stuff. Okay. Run it. The repair shops love you for that. My friends in the auto industry tell me all the time, don't convince the people. It's good for business. So, anyway, just trying to help you out and keep you out of trouble. I think it's about break time again.
Okay, you're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. We'll be right back after this break.
She's real fine, my 409.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenita.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and please, please pay attention. Don't drink and drive, because too many people are killed and too many hearts are broken. Okay, who do we have on the phone?
Okay, we have Lana from IEA.
Hi, Lana.
Hi, George. Hey, earlier you were talking about that that driver, about the car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right after that, remember when this incident happened, you really spoke about it and you wanted to help. And you said the police, you contacted the police, but I guess you didn't get anywhere. But I called, what's her name? Bridget Namata. I spoke her personally. Mm-hmm. I told her about you, what you're willing to do for free. Just could you, you know, so I told her, because she was so instrumental in giving good reporting, you know, can you contact him? So she said, oh, let him contact me. But I said, I think it's better you contact him because you're the reporter. She said, okay. So I gave her your name, your number. And apparently she didn't do anything.
That's the news.
Yep, that's the way it goes.
Yep.
But it's disappointing because I like her. You know, I kind of admire her, young girl, you know, when she came on board. But it's disappointing where I told her what you could do for that family and that young man. Can you imagine if you did find that the car was to blame? Oh my gosh, you know, that he wasn't, blah blah blah, whatever. I mean, I wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
It's only what the news say, and you know, fake news, right? I mean, they don't do really good reporting sometimes. I think you are more accurate in your news, you know, your 1 hour, than a lot of articles and news that I come across. Well, anyway, I tried my best.
But, thanks, Lana.
Yeah, you know, I too, when I heard you talking about it, wow, it opened my eyes. I mean, I know it's happening, but it doesn't, you know, it happens so often that you kind of just let it go. But people like you, so caring, that you want to help, and you have the ability, the knowledge, the experience, blah, 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 you know, so... And you were doing for free. Hey, man, I said I had to go to call her, at least try.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I thought I'd let you know that I did, you know, thumbs up, but my thumbs went down, I guess. no joke. I was so disappointed in her. I don't think too highly of her. I don't watch too much of the news. I do a lot of other ways of finding info because they only give you portion and what they want to give you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So,
that's
people
too bad.
People got to shoot, Bob. They better really, I don't know. I try my best.
Actually,
hand.
You know, Lana,
yeah.
In the old days, when they service your car, they check everything. Today, everybody go with the Jiffy Lube. They don't check anything.
Yeah, I know.
Okay? And in the old days,
or even professionals, people in the business, in the automobile business, they send a mom or, you know, to Jiffy Lube. I said, gee, why can't you check the car for the mom? You know, when sorry, right? A senior's out.
Well, you know, even with gasoline, they all used to pump your gas for you. Then they went self-serve.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm 74, so I'm going to be 75. Bless my heart. But anyway, the point is, I remember those days. But,
yep.
You know, I give Chevron, IEA Shell, not Chevron, what's called Chevron, IEA Shell, Harvey then. At least they have one place where all the seniors, they go there because, you know, they you know, like me, I have, not good for nothing when it comes to cars, but they pump your gas. And when you make friends, you know, with the steady
mm-hmm.
workers, you build a repertoire, you know, a relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
And they really take good care of you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I really appreciate IEA Shell because, at least they have that service.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yep.
So it's worth it. But a lot of other places don't have that, huh? I don't know. I never went there. Only I've been going to IEA Shell and you know, seeing you for my repair. Well, I cannot wait. You're still looking around.
Yep.
Yeah, everybody's, when I talk
it'll come.
To them,
huh? It'll come around.
Okay. But anyway, I need to make an appointment with you. I need, you know, I don't know when you're going to open a shop again. Yeah, I just
give me a call.
Yeah,
okay.
I know. I've been busy. Okay.
Thanks, Lana.
Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay. Let's move along. So, let's see. The rail. The rail is way out, and I know a lot of people like it, a lot of people don't like it, but you know, I know Hawaii cannot afford it. The H3 freeway was one hellacious overrun. After that, you would think you, the people, would learn. Something like this, Hawaii cannot handle it. The rail is way overrun. Now what you gonna do? And they wanna change the train. They wanna change different type of train. More money? No, I don't think so. The survey that this Frenchman did way back, he studied Hawaii for a month, studied the traffic and everything. And his diagnosis for everything was, you let the traffic bear what it can bear. Because you take 10 off the road, 10 more will replace it. Every place that has rail has traffic. Every place. It doesn't mean that you're not going to have traffic. You're going to. But these rail cars will have no attendance on it. So what's to keep the homeless from living in the rail? Nobody's going to kick them out. And what's going to protect women riding the rail? So it's something to think about. And how solid is that rail structure? So, but anyway, that's just my thinking. But on these cars that get into accidents, they cannot figure out why, what. You know, when I was growing up, I speed around. All of my friends and I speed around like the young people today. But we knew our limits. And the young people know their limits. They know when it's too fast and you got to slow down. They're not cuckoo. You know, like the people say, they just lost control. No. If the steering fails, the brake fails, tire, whatever, suspension, even a professional race car driver wouldn't be able to control it. So it's not the fault of the driver. Okay? It's the fault of the safety check. The safety check was not done properly, and they couldn't pick up faulty steering, tires, brakes, or whatever. And who's in the back of the state, the safety check? The state. The state is liable for it. That's why they don't want me to check the cars. Okay? The helmet law, seatbelt law, I think, is all against your constitutional right. Because if you're not endangering nobody but yourself, government cannot come up and make laws to protect you. Just you. Government protects everybody. The helmet law and seatbelt law only protects that person. So it's your freedom, but it only protects that person. So it's your freedom whether you want to be safe and wear a helmet or be safe and wear a seatbelt And you notice I did not say a shoulder harness. Seat belt. Okay, if you're going to do a shoulder harness, you do a crisscross shoulder harness. A real one. Okay? Anyway. That's why we need to get rid of the helmet law, seatbelt law, and safety check. Oh, I see it's break time again.
Yes? Okay. You're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. We'll be back after this commercial break.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And just to let you know, a lot of people are buying the ethanol-free gas, the gas that has no ethanol. The octane on that gas is 86, between 86 and 82, okay? Now, what was put in for an anti-knock? If they took out the ethanol, and they did, what is the anti-knock? You need to look at history, folks. History teaches you something about the future. Okay? Now, the electric cars that a lot of people are buying now is high EMF, electronic magnetic field. High EMF is high cancer. There's no cheap way. Okay? And the phones that you carry, those phones are high EMF, high cancer. But the phone company is not going to tell you, this thing is high cancer, you're not going to buy it. It's all about the money. Electric cars are not permitted in any kind of auto racing because of safety. You get into an accident, you pinch the power line, you can get electrocuted, you can electrocute everybody around you. It's 600 volts. So it's not safe, health-wise and crash-wise. So, and if you get into a flood in deep water, that's 600 volts, folks. Plus, when you have to replace that battery, the battery is expensive. It's not like $200-$300. No. Way more than that. Okay, so electric cars are no-nos. Anyway, give us a call at 524-1080. 524-1080. If you have friends on the other islands or west side, east side that cannot pick up the show, help them out. Let them to put so. Anyway, if you have a question, give us a call at 524-1080. For those of you with collectible old cars, and you want to get the original-looking type tires, there's a company called Cooper Tires that will make any tire you want, from 13 inch up to whatever. Okay? And it can make it look exactly like the tires of long ago. So, anyway, who do we have now?
Okay, we have Adam from Mililani.
Hi, Adam.
George, I have a question. Isn't there somebody else besides Dennis selling a household cleaning product?
Huh?
Isn't there somebody else selling household cleaning product besides Dennis?
Dennis sells the EnviroClean.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's an absorbent that you put onto the carpet and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. But I thought there was somebody else too. No? Is he the only guy?
Well, he's the best product that we have. We tested.
Okay. Yeah, I called him and he called and he's always on Maui. Yeah?
Yeah, he works all over.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's here now.
Oh, yeah, he didn't give me a call. He said he would call me, but never he called me back.
I go school him.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Aloha. Wow. Okay. So, Dennis, if you're listening to the show, I'm going to have a talk with you. That's bad business. Naughty, naughty. Anyway. What they're saying about ethanol damages stuff, it does not. Okay? I have ethanol in a plastic jug, a gallon jug, with plastic, fiberglass, rubber hoses, aluminum, steel, everything that they say it damages, it doesn't damage. Brazil went to ethanol back in 1955. And ethanol brought Brazil out of third world. Now, what's happening with Hawaii? Economy is not good. And we could have gone to sugarcane ethanol. But no, Maui Sugar refused to do it. They want to do corn ethanol. There's a difference. What you make the ethanol from makes a big difference. I've tested it. I've tested corn ethanol against the Brazil sugarcane. And Brazil sugarcane, far better performance and power. Far. Not even close. But tested in the lab, it's all the same. Okay? And I've also got Hawaiian sugarcane. Sugarcane from Maui. And it was far more superior than Brazil. But the chemists all tell me, no, no, it's all the same. It's not. It's like saying all wines are the same. Is it the same? I don't think so. Okay, you put the ethanol into that engine, let the engine taste it. The engine will tell you which one they like the best. And Hawaiian sugarcane is the best by far. By far. Not even close. Okay? So, anyway, we're still trying to get some people interested in starting that industry in Hawaii, Hawaiian sugarcane ethanol. The best. Okay? Now, if you need to have or want to have your car tinted, call ProTint Hawaii. ProTint Hawaii is 341-9798. 341-9798. They have the clear tint, okay, made by 3M, that cuts heat, cuts out the sun rays better than any tint on the market. Fabulous. So, and you see right through it, it's clear. But you don't have to put that dash cover when you park your car to keep your interior cool and keep your dash from getting heated up from the sun. Okay? So, contact them and try it out. Anyway, we're finding that oxygen is better for the AC system, better than R12 or 134A. Oxygen's molecules is bigger, so it doesn't leak. The R12 is bigger than the 134A. So this, I think they switched to 134A because it'll leak faster and the AC shops make more money. Always got to look at angles. Okay, so anyway. Excuse me. Give us a call at 524-1080. 524-1080. Oh, I forgot to ask Bob if he got his damage on his van fixed. Yeah, somebody hit his van. And he was really upset. I kind of joked with him and told him, you know, Bob, maybe you went ahead of the guy that was trying to cut in front of you. So he hit you instead. I don't know. But anyway, drive with Aloha and call the mayor and ask him how come he never kept his promise of fixing the potholes in Honolulu. He promised when he ran for office twice that he would fix all the potholes in Honolulu. Well, by the city hall, there's a lot of potholes that never ever got fixed. So what's up with that? Okay, so potholes do damage your cars, folks. So, you know, I'm suspecting the potholes causing a lot of damage on the steering and the suspension. And these young folks, they don't know how to check it, so it breaks loose when they're speeding. I don't know. I want to check that car. I want to see if it was driver error or if it was the car itself. Okay? So anyway, who do we have now?
Okay, we have Robert from Waipio.
Hi, Robert.
Hi, George. I called you about maybe a month ago. I don't know if you remember or not. And I asked you about Pierre Omidyar. I was wondering if you ever called or reached out to him about the sugarcane situation, like in Maui. Do you remember about that?
I tried calling. I couldn't get through.
You couldn't get through?
No.
Okay. Well, he's somebody that I think would be very useful if you can finally, you know, talk to him.
Yeah, I tried to call him and left message and never got a call back.
All right. Well, I would say it's a contact that's worth having. I would say don't give up on this guy. He's somebody like Larry Ellison, you know, who owns Lanai.
I'll try.
He's got billions, and he's looking to invest it in things that'll
okay.
improve the world. So.
I'll try it again.
Okay. I just thought I'd ask.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot. I'll talk to you later, George.
Okay,
bye.
Aloha. Okay, is that time again? I'd like to thank the callers for calling in, and please, folks, get involved. Get involved with everything happening around you. That's the only way you'll make Hawaii the way Hawaii used to be. Okay? Take care of each other. Don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.